So, you have a new Superman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Now, people didn't really seem to like the last one, and I think I know why.
Is it because it was essentially a slapstick comedy and Richard Pryor was the main character for some reason?
No, it's because Lex Luthor wasn't in it.
Oh, good. Okay, that's an easy fix.
Yeah, so Lex is back, and he's gonna bust out of prison again.
Oh, how does he get out this time?
Well, his funky nephew Lenny gets two prison guards to go inside his cool car, which he then remote controls to drive off a cliff, so they head out of there.
Oh, very sneaky. And so what's going on with Superman?
Well, sir, a child is gonna pressure him into getting involved in international geopolitics.
What?
Yeah, see, this little kid says that Superman should get rid of all the nukes, and because the Daily Planet gets purchased and turned into a tabloid, they run with the story.
So Superman kinda has to get involved?
Exactly, and because Superman's all torn up about this, he decides to reveal his secret identity to Lois again and fly her around.
Oh, right, because he kissed her and made her forget his identity in Superman 2.
That's right, so she makes him feel a lot more confident that he's gonna do the right thing.
Wow, well, it's gonna be nice to have her support with his big secret.
Oh no, he kisses her again and wipes her memory once more.
Well, that seems kind of messed up.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So then he scoops up all the planet's nukes and puts them into a giant space net.
Which is a thing he has access to.
Yes, and then he launches that into the sun, which puts an end to the threat of nuclear war.
What's to stop all the nations from making more nukes?
Hey, shut up. But then the fact that Superman did that actually plays into Lex Luthor's evil plan.
What's his plan?
Well, he and his nephew go to this museum that has a strand of Superman's hair on display, showing that it's so strong it can hold up to 1,000 pounds, right?
Okay.
So they cut the hair and steal it for themselves.
Well, how are they able to just cut through super strong hair?
By doing it.
That works.
So then they use that to create a genetic matrix.
What's that?
A computery thing.
That's all the explanation I need. It's the 1980s.
It sure is, sir. So then they get Superman to unknowingly throw that into the sun, which of course creates life.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it creates someone called Nuclear Man, and he is evil.
Why?
Because.
Got it.
But meanwhile, Superman's dealing with a wacky sitcom situation.
What do you mean?
He freaking agreed to a double date where he has to be both Clark and Superman.
What? Why would he agree to that?
Hijinks.
Oh, sick. So who are the ladies?
Well, there's Lois, and then there's Lacey, who's the daughter of the guy who bought the Daily Planet, and she really likes Clark.
Ew.
But then he has to leave the date because he's got to go fight Nuclear Man, who wants to destroy him real bad.
Why does Nuclear Man want to destroy him?
Because that's what he wants to do. So they have this big old fight, and Nuclear Man destroys a bunch of stuff like the Great Wall of China, which Superman now has to fix.
Yikes, well that's gonna be a tough one to put back together.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he uses his Great Wall of China rebuilding vision power, and so that does the trick nicely.
Well, thank God he had that specific superpower.
I know, right? And then Nuclear Man also makes a volcano erupt, so Superman has to cut the top off a mountain to plug that up.
Wouldn't that just create more pressure inside the volcano?
No, it's like covering a boiling pot. That just stops the process and cools it off.
Well, that's not how that works.
Well, listen, sir, that explains why all my houses have burned down. So then Nuclear Man scratches Superman with his fancy little nails, and that makes him sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but Superman has a crystal that'll make him feel better, so he uses that crystal to make himself feel better.
Smart move. Good use of the crystal that makes him feel better.
Oh, yeah, but then Nuclear Man sees a photo of Lacey, so he's obsessed with her now.
Becoming obsessed with a random woman you've only seen a picture of once is tight.
Yeah.
So what does he do?
Well, he heads to the Daily Planet and asks Superman, where is the woman? And Superman's like, you'll never find her.
How does he even know who this guy's talking about?
Unclear. So then Superman puts him in an elevator, which deactivates him, because if there's not direct sun on him, he loses his power.
Oh, okay.
And he flies him to the moon, but now that he's in space, the sun can shine on him through a little crack in the elevator, so he gets his power back.
Well, the sun also reaches the Earth. You don't have to be in space for it to hit you.
Hey, shut up again. So then they have a big old fight, and Nuclear Man goes to get Lacey and brings her up into space.
Oh, so she dies?
No.
How?
By living.
I guess that makes sense. She can't have died if she is living.
And then Superman's gonna think of something real clever. He's gonna push the moon in front of the sun to block it out.
Isn't that gonna impact the Earth, like mess with the tides?
No. It has no effect on any brand of laundry detergent whatsoever.
What?
So then Superman saves Lacey and drops Nuclear Man into a power plant.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And then he gives a big old public speech about world peace and drops Lex and Lenny off in prison.
Amazing.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie, you know. Did you have anybody in mind to play that Lenny Luthor character?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, someone who's just the opposite of Lex Luthor. Someone you could never see playing Lex Luthor.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.